welcome to the special broadcast. I'm coming to you live from right in front of the Vidhan Sabha of Maharashtra. 288 seats go to polls on 20th, and this is where the battle for Maharashtra will all be culminating. Multiple factors at play in this vast state, a state which is called the financial heart of Maharashtra. Remember, this is not just about this state. It is not about just deciding the future of Maharashtra, because this election will decide the fate of Indian politics as well. Joining me on this panel are all the six party representatives, prominent citizens, and also a political analyst. I'm going to begin from right here. Shaina NC, Shiv Sena Mahayuti candidate from Mumbai Devi. Welcome to NDTV.
Thank you so much.
We have Charan Singh Sapra, working president of Mumbai Congress.
Thank you.
Charan, welcome. Tara Deshpande, actor, writer. Tara, thank you so much for your time. Amitabh Tiwari, political strategist. On my left, we have Sanjana Gadi, spokesperson of Shiv Sena UBT. We also have advocate Aniket Nikam, spokesperson of the BJP. Mahesh Chavan, spokesperson of NCP Sharad Pawar faction. Shaina NC, beginning with you, from the BJP to the Shiv Sena, it's actually symbolizing that all the three parties are in it together. They have put up good optics as far as coming across as a united force is concerned. But in terms of narrative, are you playing catch-up to the Mahavikas Agadi?
First and foremost, let me please say, unlike the Mahavinash Agadi, the MVA has an agenda which is so confusing, where you have Mr. Sanjay Raut saying something, Nana Patole saying something, and the absolute disarray in that department. So I don't want to start with a negative comment. I want to speak about the Mahayuti. The Mahayuti, the leadership is united, the vision plan is united, and it is the decision of the Mahayuti leadership. Eknath Shindeji, as Chief Minister, has done phenomenally well, whether it's a Ladki Behen Yojana, where 2.5 crore women have benefited in the state. Devendra Fadnavis is known for his absolute acumen and the infrastructure projects, as is Ajit Pawarji for his execution. So I think under the Mahayuti, there has been a synergy. And you ask a question. I still belong to the same ideology. I haven't switched from here to there. I am only interested in working for my Mumbaikars. And if that opportunity is given by the Mahayuti leadership, I think that this is something that needs to percolate down to the poorest of poor, that it is a vision plan for development and not destruction. It is a vision plan which is not for appeasement, but for constructive measures. And the Prime Minister's endeavor for a Viksit Bharat starts with the state of Maharashtra, which we all represent.
Okay, so we have one Shiv Sena, another Shiv Sena on this side. Shiv Sena Mashal is actually the Shiv Sena of Uddhav Thackeray. Are you worried about the fact that in one election you have already got the sympathy vote, which was during the Lok Sabha? That sympathy factor is no longer playing in the favorite, in the favor of Uddhav Thackeray.
ये शायद आपका मत रहे कि sympathy factor हमारे साथ नहीं है और हम महाराष्ट्र की जनता इस बार सिंपैथी फैक्टर पे वोट नहीं करेगी. अगर ये आपका कहना है तो वो नहीं करेगी इस बार महाराष्ट्र की जनता, क्योंकि वो लोकसभा का चुनाव था, भारत के प्रतिनिधित्व के बारे में सोचना था. तभी भी महाराष्ट्र ने भाजपा को अपनी जगह दिखाई है, लेकिन इस चुनाव में महाराष्ट्र की जनता सिंपैथी के लिए वोट नहीं करेगी, तो चिढ़ के साथ वोट करने वाली है, गुस्से के साथ वोट करने वाली है. वो इसलिए कि महाराष्ट्र के साथ जिस तरह से महाराष्ट्र और मुंबई के साथ भाजपा और ये महायुति ने धोरण जिस तरह से गए 2.5 साल में हम लोगों ने देखा है, महाराष्ट्र के जो उद्योग धंधे है, मुंबई के जो उद्योग धंधे जिस तरह से बाहर खदेड़े गए हैं, जिस तरह से महंगाई बढ़ रही है, जिस तरह से बेरोजगारी बढ़ रही है, इन मुद्दों पे महाराष्ट्र की जनता वोट करेगी.
लुक एट द 2.5 ईयर ट्रैक रिकॉर्ड, मारिया, यू कवर active politics. You take a city like Mumbai, whether it's the coastal road, the metros, the Trans-Harbour Link, the Atal Setu, the list is endless. Look at the kind of welfare schemes which have percolated down to the poorest of poor. You take just a Ladki Behen Yojana, where 7,500 goes to 2.5 crore households and women to empower them. And what do they say? They say the first thing we'll do is cancel it, and in their manifesto they say we will up it to 3,000. Look at the hypocrisy. So what is this lies?
You know, 1500, whatever you may say, it's actually being discussed on the ground. Women of Maharashtra, they are talking about Ladki Behen. So when you come up with a counter, aren't you also not acknowledging it grudgingly though?
See, number one, let me clear the lies which the Bharatiya Janata Party has been spreading. Nobody has said that we are going to close this Ladki Behen scheme. In fact, Congress Party has said that we will be giving 3,000 rupees. So how can we say ki hum isko band kar denge? To pehli baat ye jhoot bolna band kariye.
Ask your allies what their comment was.
Now, if you want such a discussion ki hum ek dusre ke upar bolen, to main bol sakta hun aapke beech mein bhi. देखिए पहली बात तो ये झूठी बात है जो आप कर रहे हैं, ये नहीं होना चाहिए. और लाड़की बहन की आप बात कर रहे हैं तो पहले रवि राणा को पूछिए, उसने क्या कहा कि 1500 रुपए जो लोग ले रहे हैं उनको हमको वोट देना पड़ेगा, नहीं तो हम उनके खिलाफ एक्शन लेंगे. आपके धनंजय माणिक ने क्या कहा? धनंजय माणिक सेड कि द वुमेन हु आर टेकिंग 1500 फ्रॉम आवर गवर्नमेंट एंड इफ दे आर गोइंग इन कांग्रेस रैलीज प्लीज क्लिक देयर फोटोग्राफ्स एंड गिव इट टू मी, आई विल टेक एक्शन अगेंस्ट देम. This is the mentality of Bharatiya Janata Party leaders, and Mahesh Shinde, he has said the same thing. So Ladki Behen Yojana is a good Yojana, but Bharatiya Janata Party and Mahayuti, which is a brushed Yuti, they don't want
it.
To
you
implement
know, you
thereafter.
Know, there is, while we talk about Ladki Behen, let's not forget that BJP is also talking about Ek Hai Toh Safe Hai. That is there a realization also that this is a politics, yes, you know, you talk about development, you do some development work, you may have done some welfareism as well, but at the end of the day, the core agenda remains polarization.
First, let me answer what Sapreji said. First of all, Kharge ji had said openly that Ladki Behena Yojana should not be floated because it will be a burden on the exchequer of the government. Now, it is the same Congress who in their Sankalpatra now has upped it to 3,000. That's number one. So, look at this hypocrisy. Look at this dichotomy. Number two, you said about Ek Hai Toh Safe Hai. Now, this has been the ideology of BJP since day one. Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Ek Hai Toh Safe Hai. So, all that we mean to say is that we should all be together. We should not practice divisiveness. We should not practice appeasement. We should be there together.
Let's get a response from Mahesh. Why are you worried about it then?
What are we worried about? We are not worried about anything. Of course, it will have some impact, you know, the Ladki Behen Yojana. But at the same time, people of Maharashtra are looking for a change because they haven't liked the way BJP has, you know, carried on these things for last 10 years. When you have less to talk about development, you start talking about batoge to katoge. When you say ek hai to safe hai, he needs to clarify. Is he talking this, means like, is he asking all the religions to be united? No. I believe they are appealing it to only a particular religion. If you look at Yogiji's statement, it is batenge to katenge to Hindus, right? If we are with them, if they are really giving sabka saath, sabka vikas, in which they are including the Muslims and other religions. See, we believe in the politics of inclusiveness. We believe in the politics of unity. We believe in the politics of equality.
How is caste census politics of inclusiveness?
Why it is not inclusive?
You have made that pitch. I want to understand from you.
Yeah, basically this is for the people who are left out. If you want to bring them into the mainstream, you have to do this, right? It is not that.
This is exactly the polarization point that I was saying that China ji is saying. Yeah, that is what they are saying. Ek hai toh safe hai does not mean we are appealing to only one particular community.
How about batoge toh katoge?
We are talking about everyone in general. Triple talak law, why was it brought? It was brought for Muslim women.
You please clarify on batoge toh katoge.
Percentage in
this city,
you have to ensure
does not mean it's appeasement politics. Ek hai toh safe hai, sabka saath, sabka vikas.
No, let's be clear. I mean, batoge toh katoge, this is not the language of someone who is right at the head of any government. Yes, please.
What does it mean?
See, batoge to katoge, ye inko puchne se achha. You ask their own partners, ask Ajit Pawar. Why Ajit Pawar said ki ye slogan nahi chalega? Why Pankaja Munde yesterday she said कि ये कटोगे तो बटोगे महाराष्ट्र में नहीं चल सकता, बिकॉज दे नो दैट दिस इज अ लैंड ऑफ छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज. छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज की सेना में 60,000 मुसलमान थे.
महाराष्ट्र इज अ वेरी कॉम्प्लेक्स स्टेट. So in order to understand this state, you have to like be on the ground, which I have tried to do. I've traveled across Maharashtra in the last few days to understand each and every pocket. But when you look at the language of various political parties, we keep on saying that political discourse has hit a new low, but we don't understand the bottom of the pit. I mean, it keeps on hitting a new low.
Well, polarization is the name of the game internationally right now. The language and the discourse being used by political parties across the globe has become increasingly radicalized. Now, batoge to katoge, especially as a country that suffered through partition, I don't think it's a really nice thing to say, you know. But
ek hai to safe hai. Do you think that's a positive slogan?
Ek hai to safe hai.
It talks about unity, in a way.
It talks about unity and diversity.
It talks about unity and diversity. If there are two different languages which are being used, do you think this one has positive connotations?
It has positive connotations, but I think that we've had enough of this talk about polarized communities, about communalism, because these are just used either to rouse people or to not actually get the job done. You know, and I'm sorry, but both sides play the game. So there are a lot of things that I have learned talking to a lot of people that are really concerning to us as Mumbai citizens. One is slum proliferation and what is going to be done to develop these slums. Alongside that, we are very concerned with Bombay rent control. Nearly 3 million people in a small stretch of land stand to be homeless if the Tenancy Act comes into view. And we want support from our political parties for the sake of the greater good, because we're talking about a handful of landlords who have all violated their leases, and we're talking about nearly 3 million tenants.
I just want to say that we live in South Mumbai. All of us have grown up here. You know, the constituency I represent, Tara, is the most backward in terms of infrastructure. Mumbadevi, people live like packed sardines in a place like Kamatipura where you cannot even enter. The sanitation issues, the illegal construction, and all patronage of political leaders. 15 years you've had an MLA who has not even submitted a proposal for cluster redevelopment. Why do I talk about political will? Because if you take a constituency like Worli where the BDD Chawl, there have been ready apartments for people which are to be viewed. There is a vision plan for this city, but you need to have that political will to deliver too. And Sapraji, you have to admit that if you are electing an MLA, electing an MLA, what do you want to see? You want to see better homes, better infrastructure in terms of the sewage issues. You take Kumbharwada, you take BIT Chawl, you take Umar Khadi. It's so shocking to see that in 15 years you have only played appeasement politics. And that's why, coming back to the original comment of Anekta Mein Ekta, is that we cannot resort to just Tushtikaran ki Rajniti where you have vote banks.
I would like to clarify, because she has put a charge on Congress MLA. The Congress MLA, I would like to remind her, because she's new to the constituency and new to the party
also. Don't please play that stupid dialogue.
Your Shiv Sena has taken 15 imports from BJP.
What is 15 imports from BJP to contest? Please.
Now it is my time. It is my time. It is my time. It is my time.
Spirit of beauty, where we work in cohesion.
When they don't have candidates, they have imported candidates from BJP.
That's okay. If they have no problem going from one place to another.
When you talk about cluster development, when you talk about cluster development, let me tell you that the biggest cluster development in Mumbai has been done in this constituency. She's not aware of it.
Oh, please, that's SPUT which the Boras have done. Don't take the credit for it.
Number two, there are 10 proposals which are under scrutiny, and there are more proposals with the government. The BIT Chawl or the BDD Chawl, which she has spoken.
She has spoken that BDD Chawl redevelopment is stopped by their own government. We have to look at the larger Maharashtra picture, please.
Yeah, larger. She's spoken about the constituency.
She is a representative. Amitabh, the question is that there are small battles being fought across Maharashtra. So there is no dominant theme or narrative. The anger which was there against the BJP few months ago is no longer there. The sympathy factor which was there in favor of you know, Sharad Pawar and Uddhav Thackeray is no longer there, then what are the issues Maharashtra is voting for? Do you think it's voting in different pockets and on multiple issues?
See, essentially, Maharashtra is six states into one because you have three regions which are backward, Vidarbha, Marathwada and large parts of North Maharashtra, and three regions which are economically forward or better off, Thane, Konkan, Mumbai and Western Maharashtra. Even if you take three into account, you have two Maharashtras. One which is economically backward and it has exactly 144 seats, which is half of the assembly strength. And the other three have exactly half of the assembly strength. Ab, per capita income of Vidarbha, Marathwada and North Maharashtra is one-third to half, half to one-third of the state average. So there the issues are farmer distress, rural distress, farmer suicides. It's a dichotomy state. It contributes the highest to country's GDP at 13-14% and has the highest number of farmer suicides at 38%. Ajeeb dichotomy hai ye state. Ekdam. Mumbai houses the financial capital. It has SEBI, it has RBI. It houses the biggest slums of the world. So you have two different Maharashtras. Do Maharashtra ki battle hai. Ek economically backward Maharashtra versus economically better of Maharashtra. Yahan par jo log slums mein rehte hain versus the people living in high rises. Ladki Behan Yojana ka asar we will see in slums. It has an impact. But we also see an impact of the infrastructure and development push on the people who are living in high rises and the middle class because travel time has reduced. So it is dependent upon different people's needs and theories. And that is why we see ek hai to safe hai or the caste census pitch, because the political parties are afraid that since there is no overarching theme, it cannot be left to the individual candidate at the seat level to fight this election. Otherwise, we will be in a soup. So the parties at the top, which is the top leadership of both the alliances, are trying to create some central narrative, jiske basis pe bhi voting ho.
No, but that is exactly my point now, Amitabh. You know, what you see is that the local candidate has become very, very important in this election. And that is the reason why, Mahesh, you know, in several pockets you realize that the rebels can be a spoil sport for Mahavikas Agadi in particular. You have gone ahead on a suspension spree, you suspended a number of them. But how, if you're not able to assuage the ambitions of your karyakartas, then you can't really suspend them, right?
Yeah, there are two different things. Firstly, as Tara said rightly, there are a lot of problems. Core issues has to be addressed, you know. Like, as she said, there are so many problems in Mumbai. Forget about Mumbai. What about other core issues? Like, we always want this discussion to be done on the issues like, you know, inflation, unemployment. Then industry is going out of Maharashtra. I'm not blaming Gujarat. People are taking it to Gujarat. So what can Gujarat people do about it? But still, Maharashtra is losing it. Maharashtra youth is losing the employment opportunities. There is agrarian crisis. How about rising atrocities on women? How about child abuse? What about drug menace? There are so many problems. If Tara knows to Shaina NC, I would like to say it is not in Mumba Devi. Come to Andheri where BJP is sitting MLA. Amit Satam is there for last 10 years. So many problems are there, like traffic and slums and redevelopment and drugs and whatnot.
Okay, so let's talk about that specific point about agrarian crisis. Do you really have a plan for the farmers? Because when I meet the farmers, onion farmers, they have complaints against you. The grapes farmers say that only concerns of sugarcane farmers are heard.
So all this was realized because and many schemes, let me tell you, many schemes are being floated right now by the central government, the benefit of which is also taken by the central government in order to address all the issues faced by farmers. Now, my learned friend made certain statements that there are so many issues being faced across the city in Andheri, there is some traffic issue, etc., so on and so forth. But most important thing is that Prime Minister Modi ji has been harping on the policies of development. His entire politics revolves...
Like
let me just complete, please. His entire politics revolves around development. And the schemes that have been floated. There is Jan Dhan Yojana, there is Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, there are LPG cylinders that are being given. 13 crore women have been benefited out of them. There are 55
okay,
crore
seems
flats.
To disagree. Let me just complete.
80 crore people are getting food every day through the schemes that are being floated by the government of India. This is for the benefit of Indians. And
please,
therefore,
ek hai to safe
hai, sabka saath, sabka vikas. We do not practice polarization, we do not do appeasement.
गैस सिलेंडर के भाव आपने 400 से 1200 कर दिए सर. 12 सिलेंडर अगर लोगों को लग रहे हैं महिलाओं को साल के लिए, तो 36 सिलेंडर का पैसा गिन रही है. एंड यू आर सेइंग जो पहले जिन्होंने सिलेंडर बुक किया उज्ज्वला योजना के अंडर, वो बाद में फिर से सिलेंडर लेने के लिए भी गई नहीं है. ये फैक्ट है. जनधन योजना आपने अकाउंट निकाले, लेकिन आपको मालूम है क्या, वहां पे डालने के लिए लोगों के पॉकेट में पैसे ही नहीं बचे सर. जनधन योजना के अकाउंट नॉन ऑपरेटिव करके बंद हो गए.
मैडम ये फैक्ट है. आपने
किसानों को बिजली दी, बिजली कभी फ्री दी मैम? रात को बिजली फ्री? किसान रात में जाके खेत में क्या करने वाले?
आई विल स्टार्ट रैपिंग अप दिस कन्वर्सेशन. शाइना गो अहेड एंड देन आई विल गिव द लास्ट वर्ड.
आई जस्ट वांट टू मेक वन पॉइंट. द महायुति स्टैंड्स ओनली फॉर डेवलपमेंट. व्हाट द कांग्रेस एंड इट्स एलाइज हैव डन इज only vote bank appeasement. Keep the Muslims downtrodden, keep the Dalits downtrodden. The Prime Minister and our government have 4 vote banks. One is the woman, one is the youth, one is the farmer, and one is the Labharti. All 4 sections have not just benefited, there is a vision plan along with infrastructure, which is the perfect combination. And for those who are regressive in their statements, let me please say, you keep worrying about who lives where, who is what, using demeaning words. Demeaning words towards women.
One moment, let me finish. That can be your narrative.
I think we have moved way
beyond.
Okay,
no, Utara, I'm coming to you. One moment. But before I give you... One moment. I want a quick analysis. One moment. Yes, take the mic. Yeah.
When Rahul Gandhi was given the statue of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, he immediately ignored. Varsha Gaikwad, sitting member of parliament, was holding it and he ignored it as if he did not want it. It is the BJP
you
government that brought the Vagnat from London to Maharashtra. It is the same
Vagnat
which was
Why
used to kill Afzal Khan by Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. So let them not talk about Chhatrapati because they have no right to talk about him.
Why you are not talking about this putla? Shivaji Maharaj and sa putla aaj jo gir gaya 8 mahine ke andar.
Talk about Hindu
religion.
You
know,
you have nothing to talk.
The question is,
this power shout nahi kar rahe.
One moment.
Ram Mandir ka udghatan kiya. Barish mein Ram Mandir tapak gaya.
Come in on this.
Uske bare mein aap kuch nahi kar rahe.
One moment. Yes.
Kabhi laal pe chale jaate hain.
Okay. One moment.
Modi ji ne dhoka diya Maharashtra drohi. महाराष्ट्र द्रोही.
ओके
महाराष्ट्र द्रोही है जो छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज के साथ में विश्वासघात करते हैं वो महाराष्ट्र द्रोही है.
अमिताभ द क्वेश्चन इज हैज मोस्ट ऑफ महाराष्ट्र डिसाइडेड विच वे दे विल वोट और आर देयर दोज यू नो voters who are still trying to make up their mind, fence-sitters as they are popularly called, because that's the reason why motive issues are picking up.
Yeah, so there are fence-sitters. Like in any election, almost 25 to 30% of the people decide in the last 2 to 3 days to go out and vote. यहाँ पे लाडकी बहन योजना का बहुत इम्पोर्टेंस हो जाता है. जब महिला वोट डालने जा रही है तो वो किस आइडेंटिटी को कैरी करती है? क्या वो महिला है या एक किसान की पत्नी है? क्या एक बेरोजगार युवा महिला है? क्या है वो? कौन सी आइडेंटिटी उसके ऊपर हावी रहेगी जब उसकी कास्ट आइडेंटिटी क्या है? एंड 288 मिनी बैटल्स हैं. माइक्रो मैनेजमेंट है. एक सीट अगर बोलूं, श्रीरामपुर एनसीपी कैंडिडेट वाज आईएनसी सिटिंग एमएलए. आईएनसी हैज गिवन एन आईएनसी कैंडिडेट. शिवसेना एकनाथ शिंदे का कैंडिडेट जो है वो 2 बार कांग्रेस से वहां एमएलए रह चुका है. तो तीनों कैंडिडेट कांग्रेस के हैं. यहाँ पे इतना ज्यादा पॉलिटिकल अपहीवल पहले होता था जो फोकस में नहीं था इंडिविजुअल लेवल पर. ये पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज के चेंज करने की वजह से अचानक आ गया है. पॉलिटिकल हॉपिंग इज वेरी फैशनेबल इन महाराष्ट्र पॉलिटिक्स.
बट विल इट बी देयर आल्सो पोस्ट इलेक्शंस? बिकॉज पीपल आर सेइंग इनफ ऑफ जोड़ तोड़, वो खत्म करिए. वी वांट स्टेबल गवर्नमेंट. दैट्स व्हाट द बज इज अक्रॉस द स्टेट.
नो, सो देयर इज अ फीलिंग दैट देयर कुड बी अ वोट टू ऑल्सो throw out some of the legacy families and political families which have been ruling Maharashtra for a long time, and there are almost more than 50 plus families which are contesting.
Yes, 50 plus candidates who are essentially dynasts. So as a citizen, a prominent citizen of Maharashtra, what are your thoughts, the final words to you?
Some excellent points made by Mr. Trivedi. I agree with him wholeheartedly. I must say that, you know, I want to give you a small example. We've all been talking about the dictomy in the state of Maharashtra. About an hour and a half drive out of Nashik, a club that I belong to has undertaken to develop 3 villages, padas, you know. And for small sums of money, 25 to 35 lakhs, solar power, piped sanitized water. Groves with cashew trees and mango trees have been provided to these villages. They have been made self-sustaining. This is how little money it actually takes. And as a city alone, we are paying more than 20% of this country's GST. As a state, we are paying a huge amount of the direct tax. Why don't we see it in Maharashtra? Why are the people of Maharashtra suffering for the amount of revenue we pay? This city should have roads paved in gold. But it's not happening, is it?
This is a citizen's answer to the development, so-called development.
I think that's an unfair statement, Tara, because genuinely the kind of development and the speed at which, I mean, look at the coastal road, look at Atal Setu, the metros, the list is unginat.
Having said that, look at International Finance Center going out of Mumbai.
And look at the...
Let me just say this. I'm originally from a place called Jalgaon, which is in rural, not Maharashtra. And the kind of development and the MLA is from BJP.
We have to end the discussion with
Nasik. Let me take her to Jalgaon also. She went to Nasik. Let me take her to Jalgaon, which is... So the UCs, you should see the roads, the flyovers that have come to Jalgaon.
Ladies and gentlemen, the battle for Maharashtra has entered the slog of wars. And that is the reason why multiple issues have surfaced again. There are multiple battles and 288 mini battles playing out in all 288 constituencies. And this is your election news destination. So stay with us. Stay right tuned here on NDTV. Thanks so much for watching.